All right, good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
All right. Today's daf is daf Tzadi Hey in Sanhedrin. We're behind. We're back on Tzadi Dalet Amud Aleph. And let's go. Today's discussion is going to revolve almost entirely around Chizkiyahu HaMelech. Okay, that's for the most part today. Yesterday we touched on Bar Kokhba. I read you some interesting stuff from the Rambam, and the Rambam's take on Bar Kokhba, which is certainly not the take that we have in our Gemara in Bar Kokhba. And okay, in the Gemara we're on Tzadi Dalet Amud Aleph, and we're starting at the about 10 lines from the top of the page. Pasuk in Yeshayahu Perek Tes Lamar BaHamishra LeShalom. To increase Mishra HaMishra LeShalom in case. So you will open up a Tanakh. You do not see this inside over here in our Gemara. But if you were to open up a Tanakh and you look at the word HaMishra, so you'll see something extraordinarily odd. The mem of the word HaMishra is not a regular mem, but it's a mem sophis. It's an end mem. Right, that's normally located at the end of the word. When a mem comes out at the end of the world, you have many letters in the aleph base that follow this pattern. Where when it comes out at the end of the world, it takes on a different form. This is a final letter. So mem obviously is one of them. And meanwhile, when we get to the pasuk lamar behamishra, the mem over there is a mem sophis right in the middle. Okay, so that's obviously strange. Amar Rabbi Tamchon Darsh Bar Kapar B'Tzipar Mim Neima Kol Mem Shebe'em Tzuteva Pasuach. Every single time in all of Tanakh, the mem comes out in the middle of a word, or for that matter, in the beginning of the word, it's pasuach. It's an open mem. Open mem meaning that you can write. You don't have to close it. It's not a box. V'zeh sasam. And meanwhile, this mem is sasam. So the Gemara explains as follows: Bikesh Akash Baruch Hu La'asot Chizkiyahu Mashiach V'sancheru Go Gomago. It was the intent, the design of God, that Chizkiyahu would be Mashiach, and Sennacherib would basically turn into Gog and Magog. Okay, let's just get our bearings over here. We're in the First Temple. Somewhere in the middle of the First Temple period, towards the end of the First Temple period, right, approximately 250 years into the First Temple period, the king of Judah at the time was Sennacherib. That's great. The king of Judah at the time was Chizkiyahu, and the dominating empire of the time was Ashur, the kingdom of Assyria. The king at the time of Ashur was Sennacherib. Okay, the story is very simple, and we're going to talk about the story with a lot of midrashim and a lot of agadata. But the storyline is very simple. Sennacherib comes and attacks. He first attacks the northern kingdom, right, where they occupy the 10 tribes. He takes the northern kingdom out and he disperses them, and we'll talk about that, hence the 10 lost tribes. And then he descends and he comes down onto Yehuda and he attacks Yerushalayim, at which point he loses a battle. So if you don't know how they lose a battle, so this morning we're going to learn in the Gemara, it's really in Pesukim and in Navi, how in fact they lost the battle, and Sennacherib and his entire army of 185,000 people lost a battle to the city of Yerushalayim. And we'll talk about that later on this morning. God's plan, right, we'll start off big this morning. God's divine plan was that Chizkiyahu would become a Mashiach. Now that's interesting, because keep in mind, he was already a king, and they already had the Beis HaMikdash, right? So it's a little bit strange just to conceptualize how that works exactly, but God wanted him to be the Mashiach. He wanted Sennacherib to be Gog and Magog, because we know part of all the Nevi'im, the design is that we're going to fight this unbelievable battle against this nation called Gog and Magog. And so what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was prepared to do was label Sennacherib as Gog Magog. And Chizkiyahu would be the Melech HaMashiach. Amra, Midas V'dilon Fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So now, the divine justice comes in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he says, Ribono Shel Olam, Ma David Melech Yisrael, Shamar Kama Shiros V'Sish Bachos Lefanecha, Lo Asisa Mashiach, Chizkiyahu She'asisa Lo Kol Anisim, Alol V'Olam Ashir Lefanecha, Ta'aseo Mashiach. So an argument is made in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Again, limited understanding of what all this means and how to process this. But the following argument was brought up in front of Hashem. Can't be. David sang all those praises to you, and you didn't make David Mashiach, and Chizkiyahu didn't sing any praise in front of you, and you want to make him Mashiach? So lekach nistastem. And so that's why you have the mem. The mem in the pasuk in Yeshayahu, lamar b'hamishra l'shalom, the mem over there is a closed mem, so it's closed. Why? because now HaKadosh Baruch Hu heard the argument and he closed his plans of making Chizkiyahu the Mashiach and Sancheriv Gog and Magog.
Who was the argument from?
Midas HaDin.
Can I ask you? Sure. You don't know the answer, but who heard about this conversation and
records it? So that's part of the tradition. It's part of Torah Shabbat Pah.
But tradition going back to who? Who heard this? Who passed this on?
Right, you're right. I don't know. It's, now it can be verified. This is just part of the tradition. I don't know if we can have outside verification on this. So miyad pascha aretz v'ram alafan rebo shalom ani omer slafanecha shir tachat tzadik zev asa mashiach. So there are people who are trying to now basically placate and pray on behalf of Chizkiyahu. So the earth gets up and the earth says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, our shira, that's the problem. I'll say Shira. What's the big deal? Back to Yeshayahu. The land gathers and starts singing. Shamanu tzvila tzadik. And you should do the will of this tzadik. Okay, that's what the earth says. And the earth is petitioning, no, please make Chizkiyahu the tzaddik. Amar Sarolam lefanav Rabbanu Shalom, Tzeviyona asal tzaddik zeh. The Sar HaOlam, minister of the world, says, God, you should do the wishes of this tzaddik. Yatsa Abaskal ve'amra, Razili, Razili. And God, Abaskal comes out and the Abaskal says, it's my secret. Razili, it's my secret. I have a plan, I have a divine plan. You may not understand it. Right? Chizkiyahu maybe, in fact, should be the Mashiach, but for reasons that are known to me and only to me, he's not going to be the Mashiach. Razili. Amen avi oili oili. I'm a say yatsa baskal ve'amra. Bogdim bagdu ubeged bogdim bagdu. Another pasuk from Yeshayahu, and the Gemara here explains, v'amar avi v'tem rav Yitzchak, ad asu bezuze ubezuze de bezuze. You know when Mashiach is going to come? When there are plunderers. And not just plunderers, but waves of plunderers. Now, what does that mean exactly? So again, I'm not the address to explain this any better than just read the Gemara and explain the Gemara. But the Gemara gives us some sort of benchmark, some sort of way of negotiating when we're going to understand with the arrival of Mashiach. Back to our Pesukim in Yeshayahu. Ma sedu me alai kare mi si'ir shomer ma milayla shomer ma milal. Cryptic, very difficult pasuk just to simply translate in Yeshayahu, and the Gemara explains it al derech drush. Amar Rav Yochanan osa malchah mamuna ala ruchos dal mishma. The ministering angel that's appointed over the ruchos, over the spirits, the name of that malach is called Dome or Dume. And it's called the ruchos etzel Dume. Amar lo shomer ma milayla shomer ma milal. Right. When is this night going to end? When is this exile going to end, and the diaspora going to end? And when are we going to finally have a redemption? Amar Shomer Asa Boker VeGam Laila Im Teva Ayun BaAyu Shuvu Asayu. So the Shomer comes, right? The guardian over here. The guardian is the Kadosh Baruch Hu. So and he says Asa Boker VeGam Laila. The morning is going to come. Im Teva Ayun BaAyu. If you want to pray for it. So go ahead. You can pray for it. Shuvu asayu, and with tshuva the gula could come. Okay. Tana mishumra papayas genaihu lechizkiyah v'siyata shalom mashira asha pascha aretz v'amashira. The Gemara over here says, as a criticism of Chizkiyahu, it's embarrassing. It's embarrassing to Chizkiyahu that he didn't say shira. David HaMelech said shira. And Chizkiyahu never said shira, and it's embarrassing. It's a gnai. Shenamar mechanef aretz meir shamanu tzvila tzadik. As we learned just a little bit earlier this morning, the earth sang shira, but Chizkiyahu HaMelech did not sing shira. Hayotze b'davar ha'omer. We find a similar thing historically where somebody should have said shira but didn't. Vayomer Yisro baruch Hashem asher hatzil etzchem. Tani mishum ra'papayis gnai hu lamoshe v'shishim ribu shalom amru baruch ad sheba Yisro v'amar baruch Hashem. Baruch Hashem. And also it's a little bit embarrassing to Moshe and to the 600,000 Jews who left Egypt that they didn't sing Shira, and meanwhile Yisro comes and says Baruch Hashem.
What about Az Yashir?
The obvious question, perfect. The obvious question is Az Yashir, where Az Yashir is obviously Shira. And what's the Gemara talking about? So it could be, I'm not sure. Obviously the Gemara feels, let's start here. Obviously the Gemara feels that the Az Yasha that was sung by B'nai Yisrael Moshe was a inferior type of Shira, obviously. Because Yisro comes along and says something, and the Gemara says, I can't believe B'nai Yisrael didn't do that. So what was inferior about it? Now the Gemara quotes, Vayomer Yisrael Baruch Hashem, right? And he uses the name of God. But the Shira also, Az Yashem Hashem B'nai Yisrael, the Shira Zosla Hashem.
Right.
Alright, well, so you have
to... What do they have in mind when they keep saying Shira, Shira, Shira? What is Shira supposed to be? What is Chizkiyahu supposed to have said? Do we know?
Some form of Shira. Maybe he opened up a Sefer Tehillim and said Parakim of Tehillim. I don't know. Or composed, maybe. Okay? But I don't know. You have to understand. I don't fully understand what qualitatively was better of what Yisro did than what B'nai Yisrael did with Az Yashir, right? But that definitely needs to be explored.
Do you know how many generations Chizkiyahu was after David? How many was like?
It was much later. It was closer to the end of the first temple than to the beginning. He was by the period of Sancheriv. Sancheriv was about 150 years before the destruction of the temple. So
Rabbi Sugarman?
Yeah.
The Marsha points out that the design to Moshe was that when Yisro came and he sang Shira about the events that happened to Moshe and B'nai Yisrael.
And they did not say
Baruch Hashem.
Right. And the Az Yashir was only reaction to the miracle that happened at hand. Right. Right. And they didn't reflect. Right. But Yichad Yisro Rav Shmuel. Okay. Yisro was... It's a funny pasuk. How do you translate Vayichad Yisro? Yisro was singular. I think if you open up a regular chumash, you'll see it says Yisro was happy. He rejoiced. Okay, but the Gemara over here goes well beyond that because the Gemara looks at the root of the word and usually explains the word based on its sharesh. So Rav Shmuel, so the Gemara is going to give two explanations. Rav Amar Sheriv Sheheavir Cheriv Chada Al Bisaro. He gave himself a bris mila. Converted to Judaism, gave himself a bris mila. And that is what is vayichad. You saw the word chad in Hebrew means sharp. So he circumcised himself. Shmuel Amar, shenaseh chadudim al bisaro. And Shmuel says, no. He was chadudim. Rashi explains he like wrinkled up. Right, kematim, shayametim ma'od amal paras mitzrayim. Because although he was happy for his son-in-law and he was happy for his daughter, but he was a convert. He was an Egyptian, and the death of all the Egyptians really made him really troubled him. Amar Rav Hanan Demarin shegira adesare darei lo sivaze armai kame. Right, if you have a generation, even 10th generation convert, so that means that his father's grandfather, but even 10 generations ago, they converted, don't be mevazet, don't deride, don't disgrace the non-Jewish people. It still makes them uncomfortable. It's a certain level of sensitivity that the Gemara says that we should try to achieve. Back to Yishayel, Perikir, Lachin Yisholach Adon Hashem Tzvokos B'mishmanav Razon. My B'mishmanav Razon HaMakosh Baruch Hu Yavo Chizkiyahu Sheyesh Lo Shmona Shemos V'yipare Misancher Sheyesh Lo Shmona Shemos. I'm going to use Chizkiyahu as a vehicle to destroy Sancheriv. Chizkiyahu's got 8 names. Sancheriv's got 8 names. Obviously the Gemara is trying to tell us much more than what I'm reading over here. But the one who has 8 names should attack the one who has 8 names. So let's establish that Chizkiyahu has 8 names. Dechziv, ki yeleid yulad lanu ben, nitan lanu, vatihi amishra al shechmo. Right? That's how we started off this morning. Vatihi amishra al shechmo. A reference to Chizkiyahu. And again, the mem in Mishra is a closed mem because Chizkiyahu was intended to be Mashiach, but didn't work out. Vayikra shmo, and the name is Pela Yoetz El Gibor Avi Ad Sar Shalom. So you count it up, and right, you got to count each one individually, and it comes out to 8 separate names. Va'ika Chizkiyah. It's funny. What about the name Chizkiyah? Right, that's not one of his names. So the Gemara says, yeah, that's not one of his names. Correct. So the one name that we all call him is actually not his name. Shechazku Ka. HaKadosh Baruch Hu strengthened him. Or he strengthened the Jewish people, as we're going to learn later this morning. He created an entire learning movement and a yeshiva movement, and he got everybody learning. Okay, we'll come back to that. Sancheriv Dichsiv Bey. Now here are the names of Sancheriv. Now God help me as I try to read these names. These are all Chaldean / Babylonian names. Taglad Palaser Palanaser Shamanaser Pol Sargon Asnaper Rava Vikira. And Rashi helps you break up, because I have no idea. Rashi helps you break up where to put the commas and where to see all of his names. And by the way, these are an assortment, as opposed to Chizkel, which is one pasuk in Yeshayahu. These are an assortment of psukim. This is like really a concordancia of psukim throughout Tanakh. Where are you going to find Sancheriv mentioned by all these other names? Now, again, the irony, Sancheriv is not one of his names. Va'ika Sancheriv. So the Gemara says that's not a name, that's a nickname. That's just simply a way of describing him, which we happen to call him all the time. And what does the word Sancheriv, what does that indicate? Shesicha so riv. He talks and he's always quarrelsome. He's cantankerous. Davar acher shesach v'nicher dvarim. He speaks and he's defiant. Kalpe malah towards the Kadosh Baruch Hu.
I assume that came from this.
Okay. So he was, some of his names are actually nice names. Asnaper, Rava, Yikira, Yikira's honor and glory. So some of the names that he has are actually good names. So what did he do to deserve good names? Because quite honestly, he didn't do a lot of good things. He destroyed the northern kingdom. He dispersed the 10 northern tribes. He wanted to destroy Yerushalayim. And meanwhile, he's got a couple of good names. So what's that all about? He never spoke disparagingly about Israel. I'm going to take you to a land. This is what he says to the northern kingdom, the 10 tribes. I'm going to take you to a land that's just going to be like your land. Right? It'll be no different. Meaning, your land is great. I'll take you to another great land. Okay? So you see that he was very reverential when he spoke about the land of Israel. Rav Shmuel, Chanamar Melch Bikechaya, Vachanamar Melch Tipeshaya. Rav and Shmuel do this a lot. We see this in Megillah a lot when it comes to Achashverosh, where they basically editorialize. Was that good? Was that smart? Was that dumb? And the Gemara tells us that, you know, it's like any editorial, like various opinions. So Haya Lamanda Amar Melch Pikei Achaya. So some say that he was exceedingly smart. And how so? Yeah, Pikei Achaya. I Amina Luadifa Marachaya Amru Kamisha Keres. Because if he says to them, the Northern Kingdom, I'm going to take you to a land that's better than Eretz Yisrael, so they're going to find out. Nah, it's not true. He's a liar. Now. Okay, so he's a liar. The fact of the matter is that he is the dominating kingdom, but still, he didn't want to come out as a liar. Okay? Oman dar memelch tipesha yaim ken my rabusa. And the other opinion, the other editorial read, that he was really dumb. He was a dumb king. Why? Because, what's the chiddush? I'm going to take you out of the land of Israel and bring you to basically the same type of place. So, what? I mean, it's like, it's funny, it's like they have an option. They obviously don't have an option. That's part of being exiled. You don't have an option in the matter, but still, just to make that statement was the Gemara feels like a silly statement. Lehecha igla lehu. Okay, Sanhedrin daf tzadi dalet. Just remember where we are. So now when somebody asks you, so where's the northern kingdom? Right, where are those 10 lost tribes? So now you'll say, oh, Sanhedrin 94. Okay, and then you'll look here and you'll see exactly where they are, because the Gemara is about to tell us. Stay tuned. So where were the 10 lost tribes? Where are they? So Mazutra Amar LaAfrika. Okay, so one opinion in the Gemara is that they went to Africa. And Rav Chanina Amar LaHari Slug, to the mountains of Slug.
Who's that?
I don't know, but we had a family in the high school whose name was Slug, and now I wonder if they're one of the... where they got that last name from. Although I doubt there's a connection. I'm sorry. So... So, okay, fine. So the Gemara has positions in terms of where they are. It seems from the Gemara that there was some knowledge, certainly by the Amorayim, in terms of where they went to. That doesn't mean anything. In other words, it just simply, we know where Sancheriv sent them, right? If you went to Africa now and you started looking for 10 lost tribes, so we did that not that long ago, and we're somewhat successful in finding some of the lost tribes. But, okay, it's just the beginning of the mystery. We really don't know. On the other hand, okay, back to our friend Sancheriv, who's really our enemy. On the other hand, he never spoke disparagingly about the land of Israel, and the Jews did. And the Gemara says, Kimatu sos, so now with the northern kingdom, so they're on their exile. Sancheriv has now sent them away from Israel. So they get to the place called Sos. Don't know where that is. Amre Shavya Ki Arin. It's, you know, this is just like Eretz Yisrael. Okay? That's not so bad. That's not disparaging. Kimatu Almin Amru Ki Almin. When they got to the place called Almin, they're like, this is like our world. Right? We're comfortable here. Kimatu Sos Trey Amre Al-Chad Train. They got to a place called Sos Trey, right? Sos the second, Sos part two, wherever that is. And they said, you know, this is twice as better as where we came from. Okay? So they spoke disparagingly about Eretz Yisrael. Back to Yeshayahu, and back to our story of Chizkiyahu and Sancheriv. Sachas kvodo yukad yakod ki yakod eish. Amar Rav Yochanan tachas kvodo velo kvodo mamish. They were burnt. The army of Sancheriv were burnt. Again, we'll see more about it, but the Navi describes that underneath their kavod, they were burnt, and the Gemara makes a little diuk. Underneath their kavod, but not the kavod itself. What does that mean? It means that when they were burnt internally, but their clothing still remained intact. The word kavod here means clothing. The Gemara says, and we know this because Ki had Rav Yochanan kari le lamane mechuvu machbedusai. When I wear my clothing, it honors me. I put on good clothing, I look distinguished, and it presents a certain amount of honor and dignity as I walk around in good clothing. So the word covered over here is a reference to clothing. Rav Elazar matachas kvodo mamish kestrefes bnei Aaron malahalam strefes neshama v'guf kayim afkan strefes neshama v'guf kayim. Even a further internal burning of the army of Sancheriv, much like what we learned about not that long ago regarding the burning of Nadav v'Avihu, the two sons of Aaron. They were burnt internally, not externally. In fact, when we talked about how to do strefa, this was one of our prototypes. So the same thing is true regarding the army of Sancheriv. They were burnt internally, not externally. Tana mishmei de Rav Yeshua ben Karcha Paro shechirv ba'atzmo nifra kash baruch hu meimenu ba'atzmo. Paro, when he was mecharev, when he challenged God, so he challenged God directly, meaning he himself. So therefore, when God takes, when God punishes Paro, so kash baruch hu punishes himself. Okay, Sancheriv, no. Everything was done through messengers. Sancheriv shechirev al yedei shliach. Yeah, so he challenged God, but through a shliach. We'll see the psukim in just a moment. So when a Kadosh Baruch Hu attacks him, a Kadosh Baruch Hu attacks him through a shliach. And Rashi says, it's the top Rashi on the page, and that's worse. Dehainu bazu yoser. Right, it's worse that even when God, right, God is punishing you, you'd rather have, it's interesting, you can make a different argument, but you'd rather, this is the way Rashi understands it, you'd rather have God do it himself than have him do it through a shliach. Okay, there's more busha involved, there's more embarrassment involved when it's done through a shliach. So who is the Kadosh Baruch Hu that I should listen to him? Right, that's Paro talking. HaKadosh Baruch Hu stirs up the sea and drowns them in the sea. Uksiv, now we go to Sancheriv. Uksiv, Darach, Biyam, Susecha. Sancheriv, Dichsiv, Biyad, Malachecha, Charafta, Hashem, through your malachim. Malachim sometimes means the angels. Over here it means a messenger. You are mecharif Hashem, you challenge God. A malach Hashem, it wasn't God himself, it was a malach Hashem who went in into the army and killed all 185,000 of the soldiers of Sancheriv. Rav Chanina bar Papa Ramiksev, Miram Kitso Ksiv, Malon Kitso. When challenging a Kodesh Baruch Hu, so at one point Sancheriv says, I'm going to attack Miram Kitso. And then he says, Malon Kitso. And there are different elevations, domains of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Amar Osarasha Betchil Achariv Dira Shamatav Acharkach, Achariv Dira Shamala. I'll first attack the lower spheres and then I'll attack the upper spheres again. Sancheriv defiantly challenged HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. I'm Rav Shulman Levi, my dechtiv, atami, bladi, Hashem, alisi, ala makom hazeh, lashchiso Hashem, amar elai, ale ala arz azot, vihishchisa. So the pasuk over here in Malachim Beis gives us the indication that when he went and he attacked Israel, he was doing so as a messenger of God. Right, it's interesting. We're going to make a number of analogies. We already did between Paro and Sancheriv. And one of the ways that they're similar is that to a certain degree, this was the divine plan. Meaning, Paro was there to enslave the Jewish people. Right. So why was he punished? So
we would learn. He went beyond.
He went beyond. Right. A lot of the Mefarshim say that he went beyond what he was supposed to do. So similarly, Sancheriv was actually instructed to go in and to attack and to destroy the northern kingdom. So Mahi Deshamal Navi Tikama Yan Kimasam Hazeh Esmiya Esmeya Shiloh Achaochim Laat Omisos Etzritsin Uven Rim Mal Yahu. And why? Why was he instructed to go and attack Israel? So the Navi, now we go back to the Navi Yeshayahu. We're like jumping back and forth between the storyline in Sefer Malachim and the Navi Yeshayahu. The Navi Yeshayahu gives us more of an understanding of why, as opposed to the Sefer Malachim, which more gives us the storyline. So in Yeshayahu it says, Yan ki mas hamazeth me'ashiluach ha'ochim la'at. Because they reject. They reject the me'ashiluach, and instead they choose Ritzin and Ben Rim Mal Yahu. Okay, better understanding of that pasuk in Yeshayahu. Amar Rav Yosef ilmalei targuma daikra lo haya hava yadana mai ka'amar. Rav Yosef, who we know, we point out many times, he was blind. He became sick. He forgot his learning. He became blind. But one of the things that Rav Yosef also is known for is targum. Right? You throughout Shas, you will always find Rav Yosef quoting targum. Right? He is he the author of targum? I think he authored one of the targums. So Chalaf. So what he's going to do now is that he's going to give us targum on this pasuk in Yeshayahu and give us a somewhat better understanding of what this pasuk means. Chalaf de katz ama hadein b'machusa de beis David. This nation, by the way, this doesn't help us a whole lot because targum goes into Aramaic, right? We may have had a better time with the Hebrew of the pasuk in Yeshayahu. They're both difficult. Because you despised the Davidic empire, which we understand, meaning that we're talking now about the northern kingdom. The northern kingdom split off from Malchus David, from the Davidic monarchy, started their own little government up there. The Midbar Lahon Benayach Kemeshilucha, and David was good. He was pleasant, says the Gemara, says the Targum. He led the people. Midaber Midbar over here means to lead. The Midbar Lahon Benachas. He led them with peacefully. Kemeshilucha Dinagdin Benayach, just like the Meshiloch, which flowed. The Israayu Beretzin Ubarim Mal Yahu. And instead they chose people like Ritzin and Ben Remal Yahu. They were Arameans. Okay? So this is what they chose over Malchus Beis David. Okay? As a result of that, Kadosh Baruch Hu says to Sancheriv, it is now your job, your task, to go in and to destroy the northern kingdom. Okay, I'm Rav Yochanan Ma'ad Yechsev, Meiras Hashem Beis Rasha, V'Navet Tzadik Mivarach, Meiras Hashem Beis Rasha, What is that? What does the first part of the pasuk entail in Mishle mean? Zepikech ben Remaliah Shaya Ocha Memsa goes los Bikinuch Seuda. The Rasha here is Pikech ben Remaliahu. We bring this up now because we just mentioned how this is who we turn to. This is our role model of the Northern Kingdom, who he was such a glutton. He ate 40 sa'a of gozlos, and that was just for dessert. Again, it's a lot. It could be Guzma, could be an exaggeration, but he was just a glutton. He would have a salad. Chizkiyahu would eat a salad, and that would be his meal, and he would be satisfied, and he would be satiated, a much more refined individual. Okay? And the Pesukim over here says that as a result of that, he was on mission in God to go and to conquer the 10 northern tribes. Good. Next question of the Gemara, the obvious next question of the Gemara. So why was Sancheriv punished? So he did exactly what he was supposed to do, and meanwhile, him and his entire army was decimated. So why? Elamai taima I anish, navi aaser shvatim is nave, ihu yahiv daitei al kula Yerushalayim. Because he did more than what he was supposed to do. The navi says, stop at the northern kingdom, destroy, right, disperse the northern kingdom, and stop. But then once he got there and he looked down at Yerushalayim and he's like, oh, this is great. let's just keep going. And that's when he went overboard. And as a result of that, he was punished. The pasuk in Yeshayahu, ki lo mu'af, the word mu'af, the shorish of the word is ayef. A tired nation, and that refers to the Jewish people. The Jewish people are a tired nation, but tired here in a positive way. Like tonight, they're going to be, you know, spending the whole night up learning Torah, and they're going to be exhausted. But because they are losing sleep over learning of Torah, so no nation is going to conquer them. My case, Roshon Hakel Artzot Zvulan V'Artzon Aftila V'Acheron Hechbid Derech Hayam Eivar Hayarden Gilo Hagayim Lo Kirishonim Shehiklum Aleim Ol Torah. Not like the earlier generations, which kind of lightened themselves up from the yoke of Torah. Aval Achronim Shehichbidu Aleim Ol Torah. And this generation, meaning the generation of Chizkiyahu, they were seriously engaged in the study of Torah. Uruyim alal asoslam neizko over hayam kedorcha yarden. They are so special that I would have done many miracles for them. Splitting of the sea, the drying up of the Yarden, imchoze bramuta v'imlav ani haosel la galuba goyim. And so the Navi says, I don't know which Navi we're talking about, probably Yeshayahu, but the Navi says to him, to Sancheirav, look, this is it. You're up to this point, but you can't go any further. You got the northern kingdom, you were told to knock out the northern kingdom, but now this is the end of the line. Now you're talking about Yehuda and Chizkiyahu in this generation, and you can't do it. And if you do it, right, imchaz bramuta ve'imlav, ani aselo galil bagoyim, I'm going to make you basically the excrement of the other nations. Achre hadvarim va'ames ha'ela ban sancherv melachashu ve'yavo b'Yehuda ve'yichan al ha'arim ha'bitziros v'yom alavakam elav. Sukkim over here describe his descent onto Yehuda. Attempts to descend onto Yehuda. Hai Rishna Lahai Pardashna. This is the reward for this nobleman. Achare Dvarim Va'emes Amar Avina La'achar Shekafat Zekarash Baruch Hu. V'nishba Va'amar. I Amina Le'lechizkia. Maisina Le'lechizkerev. U'misana Le'biadcha. Hashta Amar Lo Hava Be'ina V'lo Be'isusa. If God says, look, I know Chizkia and I know him very well. If I would have said to Chizkiyahu, I'm going to give you Sancheriv in your hands, right? So I know that Chizkiyahu's answer is, I'm not interested. Lo be'ina, lo hu be'ina, I don't want Sancheriv. Velo be'isusa, and I don't want the terror. I'm just not interested. That's not me. says Chizkiel. Beina miyad kafatz. I'm sorry. Beisusa beina miyad kafatz. Hakadosh Baruch Hu v'nishma de maisina lay. So it was Hakadosh Baruch Hu who said himself, okay, look. Chizkiah doesn't want to deal with this. He doesn't want to wage war against Sancheriv, even though I promised him victory. He just doesn't want it. Nishba Hashem tzvakos lemorim lo kasher dimisi kein haisev kershayatzi hi takom lishbur ashur ba'artzi. I will break ashur v'al hare avosno v'sar me'alem olo v'sivlo me'al shechmo yasur. And the pasuk goes on to describe how Kadosh Baruch Hu says, me, myself, I'm going to go and I'm going to break Ashur. I'm Rav Yochanan, I'm Kadosh Baruch Hu, Yavos Sancher v'siyato v'yaseh avos l'chizkiyahu. Sancher will come and they will be the trow of Chizkiyahu. V'ayah b'yam ahu yasur sivlo me'al shechmecha v'olo me'al tzavrecha v'chovao mipnei shemen. So the Amr of Yitzchak Navcha Chovel also Sancherev, I will break the yoke of Sancherev Mimnei Shmeino Shal Chizkiyahu, using the oil of Chizkiyahu. What does that mean, using the oil of Chizkiyahu? Shayadolik Bebate Knesos Ubebate Medrashos. They learned. The generation of Chizkiyahu learned. They learned all day and they learned through the night. They lit oil so that they would have illumination, so that they would be able to learn at night. Ma'asanat Cherev al Pesach Beis HaMedrash. Okay, we have high school administrators right here, right? Here's what Chizkiyahu did. I'm not sure how that would translate, but Ma'asanat Cherev al Pesach Beis HaMedrash. He put a sword at the entrance of the Beis HaMedrash. Va'amar kol misheinu osik b'Torah yidake b'Cherev. And whoever does not learn Torah will be stabbed with the sword. Okay, it was motivating. Zebadku. Now, standardized tests. Right, I know I sound like an educator right now. Standardized tests were given throughout the entire country of Israel. Badku midan vad Beersheva. So you go all the way north, which is Dan, and you go all the way south, which is Beersheva. V'lo matzu amaretz. And there was not one amaretz that lived in Israel during the generation of Chizkiyahu. His promotion of Jewish education, plus a slightly strong-handed motivation on the part of Chizkiyahu, had the entire country of Israel knowledgeable in Torah. Migavas ve'ad Antiparas. From Gavas to Antiparas, which are two other localities in Israel, I saw that this is more specific to the environs of Yehuda. Because we'll see in just a moment, these are the people who need to know Tum and Tahara, right? Because they lived around the Beit HaMikdash. Migavas van Antiparas, v'lo matzu tinok v'tinokis ish v'yishar shal ayu bekim behilchus Tum and Tahara. They had a concentration in the knowledge of Tum and Tahara. V'alosa ador hahu amar. Now about that generation, we see in the pasuk in Yishayahu, v'ayaba yamahu yichye ish eglas bakar u'shteit stone. V'omer v'ayaba yamahu yekomakom asher yesham elef gefen, be'elef kesef, l'shamir u'l'shay siyeh, alfa pisha elef gefen be'elef kesef, even though 1,000 grapes went for 1,000 kesef, l'shamir u'l'shay siyeh. They turned into thorns, meaning there was great business opportunities during this generation of Chizkiyahu, and people gave it up. We're not going to harvest the field. We're not grapes. All that's materialistic. We don't need that. We need to learn. That was the generation of Chizkiyahu. Okay. V'osei shlachem osef hachasil. Okay. We're shifting here a little bit back and forth. It's a little choppy. But now we are describing the Jews of Jerusalem the morning after finding 185,000 soldiers of Sancheriv and his army dead. And there are tremendous spoils of war. So the Navi describes, Osef Shlachem, Osef HaChasil. You're going to gather in the spoils like locusts gather in. So his instructions were, yeah, go take the spoils. You're entitled. Amru lo livazos o lechalok. So their question to the Navi was, do we just go and take for ourselves? Or do we take it and redistribute it? Now, what's their question? Think about it. It's great. All right, it's a real sensitivity. They know that a lot of the spoils of the Assyrian army was really the property of Jews, right? Because he just came from the northern kingdom, right? Totally defeated the northern kingdom, and probably took, if not definitely took, all the possessions of the northern kingdom. And now they descend on Yehuda, and by some miracle they all die. So now the Navi says to them, go ahead, take the loot. And they're thinking to themselves, but wait a second, right? This probably belonged to fellow Jews. So maybe what we should do is we should take the spoils, but not hoard them for ourselves, but then just redistribute. Okay. Amalam ko sefer chasil. Mao sefer chasil ko echav echel atzmo. Af shalachem ko echad the echad la'atzmo. So the Navi's answer was, take it for yourself. Don't worry about redistribution. Whatever you can take is yours. It's fine. I'm a love. I love Mamon Aseres Hashvatim. Mu'rav Bo. Here you see it clearly. Their concern. This could be money of fellow Jews. I'm Lahem Kemesh Gavim Shokek Bo. Like the roar of the like the roar of the pools they roar. What does that mean? My Gavim Alalo Ma'alinas Adam Mitchumal Tahara. It's a strange analogy, but just like pools of water are mitahir, meaning that you go in, you come out, you're tahor. The money, once it enters into the hands of the goyim, I guess yeush may be the operating principle over here, but it no longer has an owner, and so once you take the money, so it is now officially your money. Amar Rav Huna, Esa Masos Nasos Rosh Hashayom. That rush on that day was able to make 10 journeys in one day. Shenemar Bala is Aver Mamagor Lemechmash Yafkid Kelav Avru Me'avra Gava Malon Lanu Charada Harama Giv As Shaul Nasa. Okay, again, going through this Psukim in Yeshayahu, so you see that he went and he traveled 10 journeys on that one day. Okay, skip parentheses. Now, the Gemara introduced this by telling us that there were 10 stops along the way that they made that day. And when you count it up in the Pesukim, you're going to find many more than 10. So the Gemara says, okay, so take out the Tzali Kolech Bat Galim. That's not a name of a place, that's a Navi speaking. Lechenes Yisrael. You gotta raise your voice, meaning now is the right time to pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hakshiva Lisha Mehai, Lo Tistafe Ela Istafe Menurvucha Netzar Harasha. And also the Psukim Hakshiva Lisha is the Navi speaking, and the Navi says, look, this attack by Sancheriv, you don't have to worry about that. Don't be scared about that. But I will tell you what you do need to be scared about, because in just a short time from now, 100 years, a little over 100 years, you're going to be faced with another invader, Nebuchadnezzar, and you will need to be scared of him. The Matil Ka'arye, he is like a lion. Shenemar, Ale Arye Misavavav. So my top of Tzadi Hamad Aleph, my Anasos, and the pasuk in Yeshayahu, which we're darshaning, meaning that we will have a later Navi going and prophesizing about this Nebuchadnezzar. He's an anasos. So the Gemara points out that there's a small discrepancy. In the pasuk in Yirmiyahu, when describing Nebuchadnezzar, it's called an Aryeh. In the pasuk in Yeshayahu, in Perek Yud, when prophesizing about Nebuchadnezzar, he's called a Laish. Now, they both basically mean lions, but one is Aryeh and the other one is Laish, and the Gemara says it's not a big deal. Amar Rav Yochanan, Shish Hashemas Yesh La'ari, Elohein, Ari Kfir Lavi, Laish, Shachal Shachatz, six names all synonymous to the lion. So, Ihachi Batulu Avru Ma'avra. So the Gemara says, so now that we've taken out those psukim from the Navi, we're now below 10, and we were looking for the number 10. So the Gemara says that Batsru Lehu and Avru Me'avra are two different places. So he gets to the number 10. Okay. My Od Hayom Benov. Back to Yishayahu, back to the 10th paragraph of Yishayahu, it says Od Hayom Benov. Okay. So what we're about to learn now is the following. Sanherib did have an opportunity to destroy Yehuda. Now, we just learned earlier this morning that Sanherib didn't have the right to conquer Yehuda, but he had an opportunity. He missed it. He missed his opportunity. Now, this opportunity that he had to destroy Yehuda is based on the following. We know earlier, much earlier, the generation of Dov and Shaul, Shaul committed a terrible crime. He took an entire city of Nov, and he wiped out the entire city because he thought, based on information that was given to him by Doeg, that this city of Nov were treacherous, they were traitors. They took David, they hid David, they gave him provisions, and they let him go. And because of that, Shaul wiped out the entire city of Nov, treating them like some sort of treacherous community. And they were people of Kohanim. They were city of the Kohanim. And this was a terrible crime by Shaul. And if there was an opportunity that if somebody comes along and tries to take retribution against the Jewish people, so they will be given that opportunity because of the crime of Shaul and what occurred in that generation. Now, mind you, just historically, that happened a solid 200, 250 years earlier than the period that we're describing now. We're describing Chizkiyahu and Sanherib. And that's, you know, a couple centuries later. But still, the ramifications, the effects of that act of Shaul perpetuated. And it's interesting because, as you'll see in just a moment, the Gemara is going to also give some blame, assign blame to David as well for this, even though David seems to have been more of a passive participant in the entire thing. Let's see this inside in the Gemara. Od Hayom Benov La'amod. The Pasuk in Yishayahu says, today is the day of Nov. What does that mean? So Amar Rav Huna, Od Hayom Nishtayer Me'avona Shel Nov. This is the last day where the Avon of Nov still stands. So that if Sancheriv would have attacked today, he would have been successful. Amar Leh Kaldaye, and how did he know this? So he had his astrologers, right? We see all the time. The astrologers, and astrologers always are Chaldeans. Amar Leh Kaldaye, Iazlis Ha'idna Yechautla, V'ilo Lo Yechautla. You got to go today, and if you don't go today, you won't have an opportunity anymore. Orcha debay l'skuya ba'asar yuma saga b'chad yuma. And now you understand why we spent all that time describing how they went through 10 day journey, and they did it all in one day. He was rushing to get there that day. Kimatu yishlayim shadilei b'istarke ad salak v'yafim me'ilave shura ad dechazi l'kulu Yerushalayim. Now, so you're wondering. Okay, so why wasn't he successful? So now the Gemara gives us the rest of the story. They piled up rugs one on top of another. They sat him on the top of the rugs, and he was able to see over the walls of Yerushalayim, and he was not impressed. Kichazia, when he saw the city of Yerushalayim, Izutar be'enei, small little city of Yerushalayim. Amar halo dahi karta Yerushalayim, the Allah agigash kol mishayte. This is it? This little city of Jerusalem, I brought in armies and armies of people, and this is it? Halo hi zi'ira, it's small. V'chalshan, it's weak. Mikol karche amame. Dikavashta b'takof yadei. B'takof yadi. This is, we conquered many cities. This is nothing. This is so insignificant. Allah the Kam. Umani Berisha, and he shook his head. He was like just like dismayed, like this is ridiculous. Mobile Umaita Biade Al Tor base Mikdasha. He like waved his hands at the base of Mikdash. Like ridiculous. This is just absurd. The Bitsion. The Alazarta de Bishlaim and over the courtyards of Yerushalayim. And so now this is like literally the boxing plan of Ropadope. Like, this is ridiculous. And so at that point in time, he said, you know what, guys? we're tired, let's take a break. We'll go to sleep tonight. Tomorrow we'll go, we'll attack Yerushalayim. Nishrei be'yada ha'idna, amalahu, tam'ise, we're all very tired. Lemacher aithili kochavecha minaychu, golamo, harag mine miyad. And tomorrow we'll go and we'll attack and we'll conquer. And the next morning, vayhi b'layla hu vayetzei melech Hashem v'yach b'machaneh Ashur, 185,000 vayashkima b'boker v'hinei kulam pigarim mesim. Next morning, that's it. That was the opportunity. He was lulled into a submission of, we can wait one day, it's not a big deal. The next morning they wake up and they're all found dead, all 185,000 of them, as described in Sefer Malachim Beis. Amar Rav Papa, I know Dar Minchi, Basdina Batul Dina. And now you know that's what people say. Basdina, if you sleep on a judgment, meaning that you have to judge, and the judgment needs to happen today, and if you sleep on it, Batul Dina, it'll never happen. Right? Procrastination. It's a lesson of not procrastinating. One of the lessons that we can learn from Sancheriv and his army.
Yeah, but the whole point was that Hashem wanted them to be destroyed by Chizkiyahu. So what is this?
Right, it's an entire complexity. Meaning that they got Kfitzas Haderech, they got, you know, they really ran all that way because they did have that opportunity, but... Fine. Okay, let me stop this. Okay, Shkarech.